בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת שופטים ושוטרים, תיתן לך בכל שעריך. Of the many things that we can speak about in this week's parashah, Rabotai, I want to share with you a thought from Agon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And in Sichot Musar, that's obviously, right, Michael, we know that's my favorite. Anyway, I said about... Rav Chaim is classic. The Sichot Musar is Ion on the parashah. If you wanted an Ion shir, a shir klali be'iyun gadol on parashat ha-shavua, that's Sichot Musar. Shabbat Shemo. Anyway, so towards the end of the parashah, the Torah speaks about the topic of the Kohen HaMashuach Milchama, which was any time Am Yisrael went out to war, they were accompanied by a special Kohen, and this Kohen was, this was his job, right? What was his job of this Kohen? He was anointed for what? Chizik, right? He would give them a pep talk, לא תירא ולא תחד, don't be afraid, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going with you.
Inspirational.
Yeah, but not only inspirational, but to infuse them with emunah and to tell them, don't, you have nothing to worry about. Am Yisrael is not a natural nation to begin with, because if we were, we would have been decimated a long time ago, obviously. Yeah, he says, הקדוש ברוך הוא is the one who's fighting for us. And then also, after the Mashuach Milchama got up to speak, then there were, וניגשו הכהנים ודיברו אל העם. There were kohanim, there were shoterim, there were officers that got up and they started making announcements before they started marching out to war. What were these announcements? Sending home all the people. Yeah, who are the three people? Built a house. the kirim, nasa isha, and the fourth one is interesting. Umi ha'ish hayare v'rach ha'levav. ילך וישוב לביתו ולא ימס את לבב אחיו את לבב אחד כלבבו. Who is the one who's scared and soft of heart? Send him home. So that what the Torah says, why is he going home? ולא ימס את לבב אחיו כלבבו, so that he does not literally melt the hearts of his brothers like his own. Which means what we see the Torah over here. Now again, there are many different interpretations of this pasuk. What is he afraid of? Averot shebiado, physically afraid, machloket, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosef Galili, Rashi brings down. Aval tekshivu tov. Yeah? But you see, whatever it is, whatever he's afraid of, it doesn't matter. The Torah says, go home. Why? Why? So that you don't scare other people. Fear is contagious. Midot ra'ot are contagious. We see that the Torah is especially particular about not rubbing off negatively on other people. You know why? Because when you rub off negatively on other people, especially during wartime, you become a liability. Okay? Every commander, anybody in the military, if you're the commander of a, you know, of a group, of a platoon, of a brigade, whatever it is, what's his job? His job is to complete the mission and optimally to bring every last guy home. He wants to bring everybody home and not in a box, right? He wants to bring everybody home. When you send out, yeah, when you send out a guy who's afraid, is it, even if other people are giborim, right? What happens after the Kohen give a pep talk? Is it, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. What happens if you have a guy still shaking afterwards? Lech habayta, what do you need this for? Yeah. Negativity, that's the way of the world. The Rambam says this in Hilchot De'ot. Negativity is much, much more contagious than positivity. That's the way of the world. That's the way it works. Now he says, we find something similar. The Gemara in Masechet Sotah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet, the Gemara says that Elisha Navi banished Gehazi. Where did he run away to with his sons? To Damascus, to Syria. Felt bad. What did he do? Elisha Navi tried to bring him back. No, that was Yehoshua, right? Yehoshua ben Perachya with Yeshu. Both of them. Nachon, nachon. Right, that's where the Gemara says, "Le'olam tehe semol docha v'yemin mekarevet." And then the Gemara, huh? Yemin should always. So Elisha went to Damascus to try to bring Gehazi back. And Gehazi, this guy, was a bad guy. Yeah, I'll read the Gemara to you. Yeah, so he says over here. Here we go. The Gemara says, "What did he do exactly that was so bad?" So he says, "Right. Well, first of all, one second. He says." He asked Gehazi to come back, and Gehazi told him, Rebbe, I can't come back. Why? He says, why? And over there, he did even worse things in Damascus. But what did he say? He says, Amar le, kach mekublani mimecha, kol shechata vechati et rabbim, en maspikin biyado la'asot teshuva. he says, Rebbe, I already know for you taught me that anybody who sins and causes the public to sin won't be accepted be tshuva. I made a mistake. It won't help him to do tshuva. But it, oh, says the Gemara, my avad. The Gemara says, what did he do? Three opinions in the Gemara. First opinion is that, number one, here, says the Gemara, Ika de amre, even shuayve tala lo, lechatat yirov'am ve'emido ben shamayim ba'aretz. He put some sort of a magnet or something by the agalim, by the golden calves of Yerovam ben Nevat, and he made them float to give them the look like they had some sort of supernatural power. Another opinion is, some say that he etched some sort of a shem into the mouth of the Aigle HaZahav, and they started speaking, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and he also caused people to sin with Avodah Zarah. Third opinion in the Gemara, which means that he would push the Rabbanan away, he would act as kind of a buffer between the Talmidim and Elisha Navi. He didn't let people learn to... He's a bouncer, exactly. Very aggressive bouncer. Now listen to this. It sounds from the order of the Gemara, usually when we bring three opinions of something bad, from the order of the Gemara, which one is usually the most severe?
The last.
The last one. Avodah Zarah, more Avodah Zarah, and the Chiyat HaTalmidim. That was the third one. There's a very interesting Yerushalmi that says, how was Gehazi Dochei the Talmidim? Was he actually a bouncer and like chucked people out? Yeah. So Yerushalmi, no. Listen to this. When Elisha would gather in the Bet Midrash to give shir, Gehazi would step out and he would sit at the entrance. Gehazi was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. And when the Talmidim would come to enter the Bet Midrash, they saw Gehazi sitting outside himself. I don't know what he was doing, learning whatever. They would say, 1 second. If the chief, the principal Talmid, the Shamash, the Talmid Chacham Gehazi, is not going in for shir, then what? Why should I go in? And as a result, Elisha HaNavi, day after day, would give shir to an empty Bet HaMidrash. As a result of what? Gehazi's passive aggressive actions. He didn't push anybody away. What did he do? Just sat outside, did his own thing. What do you see from here? One person, even if it's passive. But by doing so, look what he did. It was such a negative impact on all the Talmidim. That was so bad. It's called Chata Vechti Et Rabim. It was passive aggressive. That he stayed outside. And he knew what, he knew exactly what he was doing. He wanted his Rebbe all to himself. He didn't want to share his Rebbe with anybody. Therefore what? By sitting outside, he knew that nobody else would go inside because he was the principal Talmid. Nobody else wanted to go inside when the chief Talmid was outside. So he passive-aggressively pushed everybody away. Do you see how careful... Chasid HaShayim Ba'olam? Nachon, so was Doeg. Ve'elu she'en lahem chelek la'olam abba? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Nachon? You have to know. You know, Nachon? Negativity breeds more negativity, Rabotai. That's the way it works. Bad midot, fear and lack of bitachon, and lack of emunah, and lack of chazara b'tshuva, especially now during Chodesh Elul. Every Chodesh Elul, we read Parashat Shofetim. Not for naught. Parashat Shofetim, we have to. Shofetim v'shotrim titen lecha. Chazara b'tshuva. Soon we're going to read Parashat Nitzavim, mitzvat ha-teshuva. To go and tell people, you know, why do we have so many shiurim during Chodesh Elul? To inspire people. Inspiration is too fluffy. Yeah? Fluffy inspiration is not really worth much. Wow, that was really inspiring. Right? That's not, you ever heard that? Wow, really, it touched my heart. Yeah? Yeah? I don't want to touch anybody's heart. You know, I'm not a cardiac surgeon. You know what I'm saying? Rubs. But you know, the kids are, I don't touch anybody's heart. The idea is to do what? The idea is to, huh? Yeah. Well, they try to touch the heart from the outside. You know what I'm saying? Huh? Mikol makom rabotai takshivu tov. In order to touch the heart, you want to touch the heart, you know what you do? You have to strike while the iron's hot. Isha tereu ya'azoru. Be a positive role model, reinforcement for another person. Don't let him fall by the wayside. Let's do tshuva together. Let's be mitchazek together. Yeah, very inspired. Do something about it. Now, Chodesh Elul, strike now. In less than, you know, 3 weeks about Be'ezat Hashem, we're going to have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. Our lives very much hang in the balance. And if a person's not scared of Rosh Hashanah, you're totally, totally in the dark, because it's a terrifying day, because mamash, our lives hang in the balance. Life or death, health or illness, chas v'shalom, wealth or poverty, all of the most important things for the coming year are determined on that day. Person has to grab it, by the way, not only for himself, to grab all his friends and family, rabotai. Let's make resolutions. Bli neder, of course, but don't act like it's stama, bli neder. They say it's like a cliche. Yeah? So work on it. Everybody has to come together. That's why do you think we do slichot together and shiurim together, atzarot together, everybody gets together, especially during chodesh elul, why? Fluffiness is not enough. People love fluffiness. Why? Nice speakers. I'm a speaker myself. You know what I'm saying? I try to teach Torah. But speaking is not enough. What do we have to do? Everybody together. Yeah. A good speaker will say, Rabotai. Okay. After the speech, after the Dibre Chizuk, after the Zeh. So what are we going to do about it together? What's the next step? If we're not involved in the next step, we miss the boat. So what are we doing? What are we doing to be Mechazik? The Torah and Tefillah and Talmidei Chachamim and Chinuch Yehudi, the most important thing. Look out for a special halakha this week, halakha yomit. If you're not, there's a special halakha yomit this week about a speech that Maran Zichrono Berakha gave during Chodesh Elul about public school. Wow! Fire! Fire, listen up. Look what he said. Yeah, you remember Gaon Chacham David was here a few years ago and he spoke about the importance of sending kids to yeshiva. Remember what he said? You want your kid to turn out like Bernie Sanders? That was his, says that's what happens when you don't send your kid to yeshiva. You get Bernie Sanders. That's what happens all the time. That's the thing that came to mind. Chinuch Yehudi, that's the bedrock of Am Yisrael. Lokacha? The bedrock of Am Yisrael is the chinuch. Torah u'mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim, teshuvah, tzni'ut, kedushah, v'tahorah. Without that, you can learn and learn and learn and learn, but there's a hole in the receptacle. You got to have a keli to hold the Torah. Torah is not a concept. It's not a subject. It's not a course study. Torah is the oxygen. Torah is the blood that runs through our veins. Yeah? You got to have veins to store that Torah. You have to have lungs that are able to capture that oxygen, Rabotai. You know what that is? That's Kedusha, V'tahora, V'chinuch, Tzni'ut. All these things that come together, that's what holds, that's the fiber that holds the Torah together. That's what sticks the Torah to us. That's the glue. It's been an honor and a pleasure learning with you during this past summer. Bezat Hashem, I think this is the end of our fourth year together. It's really, time flies. You know what? Baruch Hashem, you know what? You have over here, B'nei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim Muflagim, Rabbanim, Morei Hora'ot. You don't really need to be, but I'm here to learn with you. I'm here to grow with you. There's never an end to the heights that we can reach together. Bezat Hashem, we'll be back. We're just going through the next segment to, I guess we'll call it Elzman. But this is officially, they say, officially the last day of the SBM Summer Kol Hazman. So I want to be Makir Tova for the opportunity to learn with you, to grow with you, especially to Josh Levian and the extended Levian family and all of the community members, Lehakir Tova, that we said thank you to Central Board and to the Sha'arei Rachamim Board and to all anybody who's, whoever else is involved in this, and Be'emet, everybody was mishtatef. Every single person over here contributed and learned and helped, and it's tremendous, tremendous. This is the single greatest Kiddush Hashem that a person can make, is when you sit and learn and teach Torah and Mitzvot and Yirat Shamayim and perform Mitzvot and bring people up. And by the way, I'll tell you, and it's not only here. Great Neck has gone through a renaissance over here, and in Torah Or, and all of the different Bate Knesiot, Uvate Midrashot in Great Neck, and the Great Neck of, I'm not saying 10 years ago, I'm saying the Great Neck of 2 years ago is not like the Great Neck of this past year, and Great Neck of this year is not like this month. It's constantly evolving and growing because there's Torah, Mitzvot, Ma'asim, Tovim, and even people who don't learn are being exposed to true, not fluffy, fake Judaism, but true Torah mitzvot-based Judaism, and there's zero substitute for that. And when they are exposed to that, a Jew, like even when there's klipis, but they hatch out of their shell when they see, when they're, it's like when you put an egg next to heat, there's like little cracks, and finally it hatches and the chick comes out. That's exactly many people, unfortunately, every Jew's got his own klipas. And manasot, klipot, when you expose the klipot to the heat, to the warmth, to the fire of Torah mitzvot, the klipot fade away, they melt away, and that's how you bring them back. Ma'or sheba Torah machziran memutav, it brings them back. So I thank you for the opportunity. Bezat Hashem, we'll be back next week. I'm going away for a few days. Bezat Hashem, we'll be back towards the end of next week. And again, I thank you all. I love you all. Bezat Hashem will continue to grow together. B'Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, amen k'ni ratzon. Shabbat shalom, chodesh tov, tiskol shenim rabot, na'imot v'tovot, be well.